Yeah, rehab's going great. I've been running for the past couple of weeks. Really seem to have kind of turned the corner in the past 3 or 4 weeks as far as what I'm doing in rehab now, the weights I'm moving. There haven't been any setbacks, and I think I feel probably about as good as I felt during the process this week.
It seemed like right afterwards you were already moving pretty good. How much different is it the second time around?
It is a little bit different. You do the same things throughout the rehab process. It just seems like this one was a lot less painful than the last time. I'm not really sure why that is, but it seemed like I got my range of motion back a lot quicker too. So I wasn't really limping around as long as I was the last time. And I think that's helped. It seems like, I've stayed a little looser. Last time it seemed like everything in my lower body just tightened up because I'd imagine that there was some compensation going on, but I think it's been a little smoother, especially at the beginning this time around.
As you move forward in the rehab, obviously there's a lot more time between seasons.
Yeah.
This time. Will you approach things differently? Will you take things a little slower? How do you kind of handle that part of it?
Yeah. That's something that I'd really have to sit down with Reg, and kind of map out these next 6 or 7 months. But, it seems that this time we have taken things a little slower, hopefully having more time, between the surgery and the start of the season next year, it'll allow me to get into some more sport specific exercises and maybe do more of that than what we were able to do last time.
What were you doing last year at this time, would you say? I know there's 2 months different, but can you remember what you were doing last early January?
I have no clue. That seems like so long ago. I couldn't tell you. I think, at this point last year, I was 6 weeks out of surgery, so it was still really early in the rehab process, so I'd imagine that I was still pretty limited at this time last year.
Does any part of you think you kind of rushed back or rushed back last year?
I don't. Looking back at it, if I was experiencing, some pain or some discomfort during training camp or during OTAs that would have caused me to sit out, then, I think it'd be easy to look back and say, I'm probably rushing it, should have taken it a little slower, but I felt great. I think I was, as strong as I was the previous year. I felt really good throughout the entire preseason. So, I can't look back and say that I rushed it. I felt good.
Do you have any kind of target date to when you might return OTAs, or will this wait till training camp?
I really don't know. We haven't really set a timeline as far as that goes. Just focused on taking it day by day right now and just getting better, every day that I step in there.
How's it been for you mentally to have to do this all over again?
It's been tough. I think it's probably been tougher this year mentally than it was last year. At least last year I got to play in 7 games. I felt like I was a part of it, and I contributed, to what our team did last year, getting hurt in the preseason and not being able to play in a regular season game, having to miss all 16, and really not feeling like a part of the team. I think that was probably, the hardest thing for me this year.
Last year, Jeff and Les both gave you the stamp of approval. We're behind Sam. He's our guy. What kind of feedback have you gotten from them moving forward into 2015?
The times that we have talked, it's been great. Up until yesterday, we've been focused on the season. So there really hasn't been a lot of talk about the future. So I can't really give you a lot of detail about that, but I can tell you in the few conversations that I've had with them throughout the year, nothing's changed in my relationship with them. It's still positive, and it's really been, it's been nice to have that.
Do you feel like there to be any conversation in terms of your contract and just your status for next year?
I'm sure you guys will bring up all sorts of stuff. But, like I said, up until yesterday when we had our exit meetings, I've been focused on rehab. Our coaching staff's been focused on the season. So there really hasn't been any talk of the future.
Do you feel like you'll be the starting quarterback next season?
I would hope so. If I'm here, that's what I expect. But, like I said, we haven't really had any talks about the future and what's going to happen. So, until that progresses, I really don't know.
Has there been a time since the second knee injury where maybe it didn't last long, but a doubt where you thought, I got hurt the second ACL in 2 years, that I'm not going to be able to do this? Has there been any doubts at all in that regard?
Yeah. I mean, I'd be lying to you if I told you that there wasn't. I think there was you know, it was really tough that first week after the injury. I mean, you know, there was part of me for a couple of days that, you know, I was done with football. You know, I didn't want to come back. I didn't want to play. I was tired of, you know, rehabbing. I was just tired of the process. But then, you know, when you step back and you're away from the game for a while, you know, and then you come back and you're in the building and you're around your teammates, you know, I quickly realized that I wasn't done and that I wanted to come back and that I feel like, you know, I've still got a lot to prove. So, you know, even though those feelings were there initially, it wasn't long before, you know, the hunger came back and I knew that I wanted to play football again.
When you see video of that actual injury and you look, it did not look like a tremendous hit.
Yeah.
What do you think when you see that?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. You know, from everyone I've talked to, I think it was just kind of one of those fluke deals. You know, it just happened. You know, from talking to our training staff and to other doctors, I mean, you know, they think it was one of those things, regardless of whether it was a repair or my original ACL, you know, it was probably going to tear. And, you know, it just happened, you know, to be on a repair at this time. So, you know, people are asking a lot of questions about it.
You mentioned having a lot to prove. How much do you feel like, not only for your career, but just here specifically, you still have kind of unfinished business to take care of?
Yeah, after the last year and a half, I would say a lot. You know, just, I just want to get back on the field. You know, it's just really tough to sit there and not be able to help out your guys. You know, to come, it's really a helpless feeling. And so, you know, I just want that opportunity to get back on the field and play football and have fun. You know, I think I said it last year, but you don't realize how much you love something until it's taken away from you. And to have it taken away twice, you know, last year it seemed like there was always that light at the end of the tunnel because you're like, you know what, I just can't wait to get to next year because I'm going to get on the field again. And then you get back on the field in OTAs and in training camp and in the preseason and you feel good. You know, it's just, you know, such a relief to get back out there and you think that you're ready for the season. And then to have it taken away again, you know, it's really just crushing.
I know you said that you haven't talked about contract, but would you be willing to renegotiate?
Yeah, like I said, you know, we haven't talked about that. You know, obviously, you know, there's a lot of things that can happen. You know, I'm not really involved in that process. That's why I've got an agent. So, you know, until things continue, you know, I really can't say much on that.
Sam, you still feel this is the best spot for you, the best place for you?
I do. You know, this is really, it's the first place I've ever been, you know, away from home. You know, I feel like, you know, I've really grown up here. You know, I love this city. You know, the people have been great. You know, I can't tell you how much support I've got, you know, whether it's, you know, going out to the gas station and seeing people or going out to eat, meeting different fans, you know, the people have been really encouraging and supportive. You know, so I really do enjoy it here.
So what, just random people see it? You actually,
yeah,
you're pumping gas?
Yeah, you know, you see fans all over the place and, you know, they've been extremely supportive. You know, I can't tell you how many people have said, you know, they want to see me back on the field, you know, and can't wait. And, you know, I tell them I'm trying my hardest to get back out there for them.
Nobody said, go away. Or
no, no. Yeah.
Do you feel that, I know you talked about, again, a lot to prove. Is there kind of a feeling that you want to be able to give this organization, not only on the field, but everything that they've invested in you to really show them that it was worth it?
Yeah. You know, I think, you know, there's a couple guys, you know, not a ton, but there's a couple guys that have been in this locker room, you know, as long as I have or even longer, you know, specifically, you know, James and Chris, and just kind of talking to those guys, you know, it seems like all three of us, you know, we're just ready to turn the corner, you know, and kind of take this organization back to where it was and where it needs to be.
Just one follow-up on your rehab, other than maybe being you sounded like maybe it's a little more deliberate process. Have there been any other kind of radical changes or big changes as to how you're doing the rehab?
No, really haven't been.
Sam, last year before the draft, there was a lot of swirl about what this team might do with via free, you know, with the quarterback, to the point where you were taken into a room and it was made clear to everybody you're the guy. If given what you've gone through the last year, the organization decided to make it a more competitive situation, either by going through the draft or free agency to bring somebody in with some credibility, how would you feel about that situation?
You know, I would accept it. You know, I feel like every time I step on that field, it's a competition. You know, over the past couple of years, regardless of whether it's been, you know, Kellen or Sean, you know, I've always thought of it as a competition. And, you know, no matter who's in that room next year, I still feel that it will be a competition.
Would it be how would you feel if the club made an attempt to either trade up or use one of its elite, you know, premium picks to go get a quarterback?
You know, it's their decision. Obviously, if they feel like that's in the best interest of this team, then I would support it and I would embrace the competition.
Thank you.
Aside from just the ACLs, you ever feel kind of, even going back before that star-crossed, the last year at Oklahoma, the ankle here, and it just seems one thing after the other?
It does, you know, when you start to add them up. But, you know, I can't remember who I was talking to the other day, but, you know, we were just talking, and, you know, hopefully this is it. You know, hopefully that, you know, I think I've suffered enough injuries for a football career, and hopefully that, you know, I just got them out of the way early enough and that we can put it all behind me and I'll be healthy from here on out.
What do you think, as you watch the season unfold this year, what do you think of maybe the talent level that you guys had on offense and just overall as a team?
Yeah, you know, I was really proud of our guys out there. You know, I know that, you know, our record probably doesn't indicate our ability. You know, I think we made tremendous strides this year. You know, I think you saw it in some of our victories, you know, beating Seattle at home, beating Denver at home. You know, it shows what we're capable of. And I think we've shown that the past couple of years. It's just finding a way to be more consistent on a week-in and week-out basis. But, you know, our team faced a lot of adversity this year, and I thought our guys came back and responded. You know, each time, you know, they faced a difficult situation and people counted them out, you know, they kept fighting and kept winning games.
Would Sam Bradford for 16 games make the team more consistent?
What's up?
Would having Sam Bradford for 16 games make the team more consistent?
You know, I can't answer that. You know, who knows? You know, in my mind, I would like to think so. I'd like to think that, you know, going forward, if I'm on the field, you know, hopefully that's something that I could provide.
Sam, it was at its worst for you after the injury initially. It was 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
Was there any phone calls or messages of motivation or somebody that helped to help you see a light at the tunnel that the depression is going to end, anything like that?
I really just leaned on my family. I think, you know, one phone call that I do remember, you know, I called Josh Heupel, who was my quarterback coach and now the offensive coordinator at Oklahoma, and he's just someone that, you know, he's been really influential throughout my football career, you know, and someone that, you know, I've always really trusted him, you know, and weighed his opinion heavily, and, you know, he kind of talked some sense into me a couple days after the injury, but, you know, that's a phone call that I'll probably never forget.
Does this scenario seem a lot different to you than 2010? Like, everybody was really hopeful then, too, but do you see more infrastructure, more progress?
As far as?
The team, the surrounding cast.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I would say if you look at our roster now compared to then, you know, we have a lot more talent in this building. You know, and I think we've showed that.